Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today we have a special guest.
Hi, I'm Blake.
And today he will be asking some questions. What's your first question?
When bees sting you, do they actually want to hurt you?
So, yes, they're meaning to try to hurt you, to back you off, but they're not meaning to be mean. They're just trying to protect their hive from danger. They'll sting you if they feel threatened.
How do you not threaten them?
Maintain your space and just respect them. It's quite simple.
Okay, so, how are bees' stingers like? Are they connected or?
This is a good question, and I'll move it into the section of the anatomy of a bee. So, the anatomy of a bee is basically the body of a bee. The body of a bee, since you asked the stinger, we'll start with the stinger. The stinger is a barbed hook-like body part of the bee. It's barbed. It has these little ridges, and it's hooked. Once the bees sting, it will rip out their insides, and it'll kill the bee. The second part of the bee that you'll learn about today is the wings. The bee has four wings. These wings can beat 130 times per second. 130 times. That'll get it going about 20 miles an hour at top speed.
Wow. I can't run that fast.
Nobody can.
Cars can go that fast.
Yeah, but a bee, a tiny insect flying at 20 miles an hour, that would be like going 200 miles an hour if it was the size of a human.
Oh my god.
Another part of the bee are that six little legs. It usually builds up pollen on these legs, the hind legs. So the sixth and fifth leg usually get the most pollen. Flying around from flower to flower, collecting pollen and nectar as they go. Another part of the bee is its abdomen. This is where the stinger is located in some of its fur. And finally, the head, where the eyes, the antennae, or in the mandibles are located. The mandibles are its teeth, basically. That's how they chew into things. They also bite people with it. And the antennae are very important. They will signal bees. That's how they communicate. They have a pretty good amount of eyes. They have thousands of eyes in their compound eyes. Compound eyes are two big eyes with a bunch of tiny eyes inside of them. It allows them to see everywhere. And then they have three other small eyes.
Could you tell me a bit about queen bees?
Queen bees are the most important bee. They lay most of the eggs, unless this queen bee doesn't produce the pheromone that tells the worker bees not to lay eggs. The queen bee is the biggest bee, an inch long. It is fed only royal jelly. A study was just found that worker bees, all bees, drones, workers, and the queen, of course, are all fed royal jelly. But the queen is only fed royal jelly, so she has developed into the queen faster than a worker bee being fed one royal jelly in its lifetime, maybe.
So, how do are I thought there was a lot of queen bees that were born at once. How do they like win to be the queen?
They battle to the death. Queen bees can sting multiple times, unlike a bee who can only sting once. But bees can only sting humans and animals with tougher skin once. But the thing is, bees can sting insects more than one time. Queen bees are like wasps or hornets. They have a straight stinger, a sharp one too, that can jab into their opponent's skin multiple times over and over again. And the queen is usually always escorted by two worker bees as guards, or guard bees.
Can queen bees bite?
Yep.
Because a queen bee, I think, has bit me once.
Well, it's not likely that you have been bit by a queen bee because queen bees are usually always hidden inside the hive. And it would usually be the guards that would bite you. So that's probably would have happened.
Oh.
Any other questions, or are we good?
I think we're good.
Bye, goodbye. Everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye, and thank you for listening to Bees in Wonderland.